This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And today, taking up a fall landscaping project that'll pay dividends when the spring rolls back around, and that is planting spring flowering bulbs here in the fall. With tips on accomplishing that now, horticulturist Ward Upham of K-State Research and Extension. And there is a process to this. We'll get into it, Ward, but the basic question, why plant these in the fall as opposed to the springtime, these bulbs?
These bulbs need a cool, moist period in which the roots have started to grow before they're going to flower in the spring. So if you wait until spring, often they will come up, but they will not flower. So we need that cool, moist period over the winter in order to trigger them to bloom the next spring.
All right, the recipe for succeeding here, and it starts with selecting a planting site that will support those bulbs.
That's right. You need to figure out how much area you need to cover in order to figure out how many bulbs you need. They like partial shade to full sun. You don't usually want full shade just because it's going to make them more difficult to bloom over a period of years. They just don't have the light energy. So partial shade to full sun would be what you're looking for.
But the density of your planting, that'll determine in part the area you'll need?
That's right. And also what bulbs are going to go where. You know, if you're putting in more than one kind of bulb, they may not be spaced the same apart. So the larger bulbs, usually you're going to put those about 6 inches apart. You're talking about things like tulips and daffodils, Dutch hyacinth, all those types of things. Figure about 6 inches apart. The smaller ones, like crocus, maybe 1 to 2 inches apart. And so they go much more denser in order to make a good display. And be sure you get enough that it does have an effect. Just put in a few bulbs, usually it doesn't help much.
And you want to be somewhat creative here, mix and match large and small bulbs for a more varied display?
Yes, and usually, of course, the smaller ones go in front. And you're also going to notice like crocus is going to bloom before tulip. Mm-hmm. And so keep that in mind as well.
Well, this is contingent upon purchasing good quality bulbs at the same time, you stress.
And that is correct. So what you want is the bigger bulb, the better. That tells you how much stored energy is in that bulb, and that will translate into how good a display it's going to be. So we suggest you get those bulbs as early as you can just because you have a better selection. And you can choose those large, nice bulbs.
Don't wait for them to be picked over at your local garden and nursery center. Now, in regard to site preparation, what does one need to do, Ward?
So once you have that area chosen, what would be best, if you could, is actually work that soil to about a depth of 12 inches. Mm-hmm. Now, for a lot of people, that's just not practical. They can't do that. And therefore, there is another way that you can get a fairly good depth of soil. And that is till as deep as you can. Come back and add about 3 inches of organic matter, such as peat moss, and till again. Now, before that second tilling, you're going to want to add some fertilizer, probably about 3 cups of 11-15-11 per 100 square feet. That's 3 cups, 11-15-11 per 100 square feet. You can use any other fertilizer as long as that second number is larger than the other two, and just follow the directions on the bag on how much to use. But an 11-15-11 is very common.
So heavy on the phosphorus is what's happening.
Yes,
here.
You want to make sure that those roots get off to a good start.
Well, planting itself, how deep to put those bulbs, the standard recommendations are?
So on the larger bulbs, you want to put them about 6 inches deep. The smaller bulbs, what you look at is the actual width of the bulb and put it 2 to 3 times that width. So it goes 2 to 3 times the width. That's how deep it goes. Water slowly, but get it down to that depth. Some people also have problems with squirrels.
Right.
And if you do, what you may want to do is put down some wire mesh and maybe cover that with a little bit of soil so people don't see it. But that'll keep the squirrels from digging it up.
Now, once more, get out to your garden center as soon as you can and seek out those higher quality bulbs and plan on planting those here in the coming weeks as our transition from summer to fall continues. Ward, thanks for the tips right here.
You bet.
That from horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.